Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We're dealing with warm, muggy conditions and some patchy fog this morning. There is a chance for rain again today, and then it turns cooler. Get your updated forecast from KRLD Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff on air at 1080 a.m. and online at krld.com. The Fort Worth police officer charged with murder for shooting and killing a Tatiana Jefferson was booked and has bonded out of jail. KRLD's Alan Scott has the latest on the morning's top local story.
Aaron Dean was being held on $200,000 bond. The Tarrant County Sheriff's Office says he posted that bond and he was released overnight. Dean is 34 years old. He graduated from the Fort Worth Police Academy and became a licensed peace officer in April of 2018. The Texas Commission on Law Enforcement says that's the only department he's worked for. Interim Fort Worth Chief Ed Krause says anyone who sees the video of the shooting would know Dean behaved inappropriately.
I get it. We're trying to train our officers better. We're trying to shore up our policies, and we're trying to ensure that they act and react the way that the citizens intend them to.
He says Dean has not been answering questions or cooperating with investigators. The Combined Law Enforcement Associations of Texas says Dean has not yet hired a lawyer, but it will provide financial support for his legal help. City manager says Fort Worth will hire three outside experts to review use of force policies, procedures, and training. And Fort Worth police are planning another update on the investigation later this morning.
That's our Alan Skaya. Those who were involved in the investigation of former Dallas police officer Amber Geiger say there are similarities between the Geiger case and the Tatiana Jefferson shooting.
For one thing, both cases involve white police officers shooting black victims who are in their own homes and minding their own business. Former First Assistant DA Judge Mike Snipes was involved in the Geiger investigation and says the public has to have confidence in law enforcement.
It's going to be extremely important for Fort Worth to handle their business as quickly and efficiently as they can.
Attorney Toby Shook, who defended Geiger, says the rapid-fire succession of cop shootings is uncanny.
Amber Geiger's incident occurred 1 week after the Roy Oliver case was finished, and now we have this one a little over a week after the Amber Geiger.
LP Phillips News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Stay with News Radio 1080 and KRLD.com throughout the day for updates on this story. A teacher who was fired from the Fort Worth School District is trying to get her job back.
Georgia Clark was dismissed by the Fort Worth ISD School Board following her messages on Twitter complaining to President Trump about undocumented immigrants at Carter Riverside High School. She has the right to appeal the board's decision to the Texas Education Commissioner, and officials with the Texas Education Agency say she has filed that appeal. Commissioner Mike Morath has until November 23rd to make a decision. That will be the end of the administrative process, although if Clark does not like the results, she still has the option to file a lawsuit in court. Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Two girls who lost their parents in a horrific crash in North Fort Worth a week ago are making good progress in their recovery. An update from KRLD's Andrew Greenstein.
13-year-old Holly Skinner and her 11-year-old sister Mandy were riding in the back seat of their parents' car when they were hit head-on FM 156 by a driver who swerved into their lane while trying to pass another vehicle. The crash killed both their parents, Moreo Skinner and Crystal Haskins. Family friend Nicole Barker says the girls are making progress in their recovery at Cook Children's Medical Center.
The oldest was able to start trying to learn how to walk with a walker.
Mandy, meanwhile, has been able to get into a chair. She was the one who was more seriously injured. Barker says both girls should be able to make a full recovery.
The oldest will be out probably within the next week or so. The youngest may take just a little bit longer than her older sister.
Barker says the girls will live with their aunt and two cousins. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Six Flags reportedly is looking to move its corporate headquarters from Grand Prairie to Arlington. According to NBC5, the company wants to relocate its offices to Globe Life Park, where it would take over the offices being vacated by the Texas Rangers. The Arlington City Council is set to vote tonight on an incentive package. Southwest Airlines pilots say it could take even longer than expected for the grounded Boeing 737 MAX jets to return.
Southwest management has said the MAX may be back in the air by January, but the pilots union figures it'll be at least a month later than that. In a letter to members, Southwest Airlines Pilots Association President John Weeks says there are just too many steps required for a January return, including simulator testing, a check flight, updates to training and operating standards, plus pilot training, which alone could take 30 days, he says. And CBS News travel editor Peter Greenberg says it might be even longer than February or even March.
So realistically, you know, we're getting down to a definition of terms. Will the plane fly itself with test pilots before the end of the year? Most likely.
Greenberg says it could well be the second quarter of 2020, though, before the 737 MAX is carrying passengers. Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Dallas has a new downtown park. The Pacific Plaza Park opened to the public after more than a decade of back and forth between public and private entities. The 3.5-acre park is located at Pacific Avenue at St. Paul and Harwood Streets and transforms what was once a parking lot into a walkable green space with 144 newly planted trees and 23 preserved live oaks. Pacific Plaza will be the first of four parks in downtown Dallas planned by 2022.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.